Good afternoon, Terry Peak. This is Linda. How may I help you?
Hey, good afternoon, Linda. Is Tom in?
No, he's not. I expect him. I could give him a message when I see him.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I can leave you with my number if you want to pass that along for me.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, my name's Patrick.
Oh?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Patrick, yes.
Yep, and then I'm calling with Cardiff.
Could you spell that, please?
Yep, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like different.
Cardiff?
Yep.
Okay.
And then number here is 858-252-1481.
Will he know what this is in reference to?
He might. I talked to him earlier in the year. It was about some equipment and capital, and he told me to check back around September and see what you guys were doing out there in South Dakota.
Equipment and capital?
Yeah, equipment and capital.
All right. We'll get him the message.
Do you know if there's a good time I could reach him later on in the week? I know he's pretty hit or miss.
The best time to reach him is definitely in the morning. If you want to catch Tom, you should call in the morning.
Okay. Is there maybe a good time, maybe like tomorrow morning I could get a hold of him?
Yeah, I would suggest if in the morning. Just,
okay.
I mean, if you call here, I can't guarantee he'll be here, but the likelihood of him being here in the morning and being able to take your call is much higher than at this time of the day.
I gotcha. And then maybe an email I could reach him at, too. I know he's a busy guy.
I'll let him give you his email, okay?
What if I don't get a hold of him, though? Is there a way I could shoot over a note?
If you want to send me an email, I'll make sure he gets forwarded to him, and I'll let him know that it's in there. My email address is Linda, L-I-N-D-A,
okay,
at Terry Peak. And I will certainly make sure he gets it. And
awesome. And then, does he have anybody else who helps him out with the financials, or does he do just about all that for you guys, too?
I think he'd be the only one you should probably talk to at this point. If he directs you to talk to somebody else after that, that's fine, but...
Right, he's the initial guy.
Yeah, you need to talk to him.
I gotcha. When are you guys looking to open up the for the season and everything?
Well, we'll hope to open the first week of December.
Nice.
Or last weekend of...
November.
November, kind of depends on our weather.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when's typically the first snowfall out there?
Well, we never know when the first snowfall is going to be, but we hope it's after November 1, but before December 1st, somewhere in there. We're kind
right.
of open. We just
yeah,
know.
I gotcha. Well, when did you guys end up opening last year?
First weekend of December.
Oh, nice. So pretty early then still?
Yes.
That's good to hear. Do you maybe know if he has any big plans or anything coming up for the season out there before it starts? Anything he might have mentioned to you?
What kind of big plans? I mean, I guess I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh,
he's
no,
always working on something.
Yeah. I mean, does he have anything big going on with the resort? Maybe any expansions, any equipment, any chairlifts, anything like that big you might be looking to bring on?
We are in the midst of doing a lodge expansion project, a pretty major one.
Oh, nice. You guys are expanding to the lodge?
Expanding our current lodge.
Nice. It's already in the process, and you guys are working on
yes.
that right now?
Yes, and we're working to have it done for the season.
Right,
so
definitely.
We're in the process of that. So he's very busy with getting all those loose ends wrapped up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And do you know if he ended up bringing on financing for that, or is he just kind of paying with it all out of cash?
I wouldn't have a clue, and if I did, I wouldn't even be able to say. So that's something you need to talk to him about.
I gotcha. Does he have a voicemail, too, or just kind of you guys?
Yeah, no, I can leave you with his... I can send you to his voicemail.
Great. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, we'll do that. Just a
Thank
moment,
you.
Please.
Olivia, yes, we will help him out. We will take care of him. In fact, what? I'm telling you, we will take care of him. We will get him a better deal than what he's got now. We will get him more money than what he's got now at a better rate. You can tell him that. Say that you heard that from your underwriter directly.
Hi, if you have reached the mailbox of Tom Marcy, please leave a message and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Hey Tom, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you. I was just looking to follow up on a finance offer that we actually mailed out to you guys a few weeks back. And it looks like we had you pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. good for about 250K. So just hoping you had a chance to look over that, see if you might have any questions. I know you're pretty busy, though. Probably do get a lot of these, and I know you guys got that expansion going on to the lodge right now. But anyways, yeah, just wanted to, you know, introduce myself, see if you had any questions on that. A little background on us. We're a private business bank out in San Diego, and we specialize in equipment financing and working capital. And we actually had your offer based off your DMV credit profile. It also is based off some past finance history that it looks like you guys had from a few years back with looks like North Central Rental and Leasing. So anyways, just wanted to you know, touch base, everything that's going for you guys this year out there in South Dakota, see if you might have any big plans or anything like that coming up before the season opens for you guys. Maybe if it's some newer used equipment you were looking to add onto the resort, anything extra with the lodge, or even if you you know, you just want to bring on some equipment for that 179 tax write-off coming up towards the end of the year. I know it's coming up you know, pretty soon as well. We also do capital too, so if you guys need, you know, just some extra operational cash, maybe anything with that lodge, or even if you just wanted to, you know, use our cash instead of yours for your next big project. It is unsecured as well, so, you know, it gives you a lot of options, no collateral. But anyways, love to see what we can do to help you out. Give me a call back, 858-252-1481. And once again, my name is Patrick with Cardiff. Look forward to hearing back from you, though, Tom. Talk soon. Thanks.